for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD at 611. You got Rick, you got Patty. Happy Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Welcome to it. And 67 degrees, clear skies for you. Today's high near 90, low tonight about 60. And then we're back to the 80s tomorrow for your weekend and get you there as soon as we can. Of course, we got a lot of fun and games on the way this morning. 7:20, Scotter McCreary tickets will be up for grabs. He's coming to Legends this weekend. And then tomorrow morning, I cannot tell you who it is yet, Patty, but we do have a big artist announcement.
I've heard some things.
6:30, we'll have a big artist announcement. Right. And then at 7:20, we'll give away our first set of tickets to that artist. That's all I can say.
Sweet.
We've been sworn to secrecy. That's all we can say right now. And we won't do the old radio thing. Oh, big
announcement at 7:20. Big announcement. What did you say, 6?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. You know, it's like all those old radio cliche. It's very cliche. That's very radio cliche. So we will tell you tomorrow. We have a big artist coming. Super excited about it. And 6:30, we'll do the announcement. It'll go out on the app. It'll go out on the website.
All of
that. And then we'll give away a pair of tickets tomorrow at 7:20. All right?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Yes.
So we're going to work on some Facebook fun for you, other people's problems, and also, what else are we going to do today? Oh, Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge at 7:50.
That's right. We got a lot going on, Rick.
We do. So let's get the day started. Grab your coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
On Marshmallow Miles on at 6:22, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. On a Throwback Thursday, if you want to hear something, let us know. Call us or go to the app chat feature. Let us know if there's a song you want to hear, and we'll try to play it for you on this Throwback Thursday. Now, if you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open because we've got Eric Church tickets up there that you can win. Cole Swindell, who's around
the corner,
got all these tickets. Also, a $500 Visa gift card. If you're saying, we had a gentleman call in earlier, hey, what can I win? Well, guess what? You can win lots of things. And you can even do it without playing contests. So there you go. You can do it right there on our app. And while you're there, of course, a ton of articles and information that you need to know as you start your day here in the Tri-Cities. One thing that it's interesting, there's a little labor dispute going on over there in the city of Richland with the Dallas Road.
That's why it's been put on hold.
Yeah. But the good news, I guess, is the road's open. I guess, you know, because if you've been frustrated by road closures, guess what? Well, while they, you know, hash it out. While they hash it out, guess what? Road's open.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for that. That Dallas Road roundabouts project, it's on hold, but and we'll let you know when it comes back and you get all stuck in traffic again. And also hand soap. Is this hand soap that's been
It's here? A big recall.
All right.
That's you better check your soap.
All right. So there you go. So a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
Yep. And of course, we've got Lauren Elena up there. Priscilla Presley. Oh, geez.
Look at it all.
Yeah. Big word about
Blake
Shelton. Going over the big deal. They're saying that she pulled the plug on Lisa Marie. All these crazy. I did go down that rabbit hole yesterday.
You did?
I did. I'm like, I'm going down that rabbit hole. And I did. So, oh, yeah. She, pull the plug so I can get Graceland back. And she's denied it.
Be real.
But there's a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit. Not from the granddaughter. Not at all. Like the granddaughter of Elvis, who actually is in control of everything.
Yeah, Riley.
It's some managers. It's like Lisa. It's weird how managers get involved and sue. Like they've been wronged. Like it's the managers of Lisa Marie Presley that they didn't get their take.
When it gets down to it, it's all about money.
Yeah.
And people getting their fair share.
It really is ridiculous. If you think it is, it's ridiculous, huh? Even when you look at all, I mean, I know the body's not cold on the Kelly Clarkson situation yet, but even that situation, when you go read some of the details,
isn't that a tangled web?
That's another tangled web. So all those articles and more, hey, they're posted for you right now on our station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
102.7 KORD, 67 degrees, sunshine for you, Tri-Cities. Time for some Nashville news.
Rascal Flatts, not exiting the highway just yet, Rick. They revealed that they are going to continue their Life as a Highway tour next year after a sold-out 25th anniversary run this year. The 2026 dates begin mid-January. They kick off in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then they'll hit Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, and even more before wrapping up late February in Buffalo, New York. Lauren Elena and Chris Lane will be joining Rascal Flatts on the road for select dates. Tickets for most dates go on sale this Friday. Okay. You've got Icon George Strait.
Yep.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Kiss, and actor Sly Stallone among this year's Kennedy Center honorees. President Trump announced the group set to receive this year's honors on Wednesday. Some of the others to be honored include English actor Michael Crawford and how about Gloria Gaynor? It's the first group of honorees to be named since Trump took over the Kennedy Center as chairman. He also announced he's going to be hosting this year's ceremony. Jelly Roll talking about his life's journey. You can't deny the success of his weight loss.
I'm disappearing. Really, man, it was honest, hard work. And more than anything, really dealing with food. I think right now I'm slowly going from Jelly Roll to just jelly.
He has already lost more than 200 pounds. Get this. He says he follows a flavorful yet health-conscious daily meal plan on tour. He says breakfast is a Waffle House-inspired bowl with air-fried hash browns, chicken sausage, bell peppers, bone broth, and sauerkraut.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right.
And he says a snack typically looks like a peanut butter cookie dough style and banana. And dinner is a dairy-free protein poutine with homemade fries, chicken thighs, sausage, bone broth, gravy, and cashew cheese.
Sounds delish.
I don't know. Like I said, he's lost more than 200 pounds.
That's amazing.
Keep it going. And last but not least, Luke Bryan says people that throw things at artists are idiots. He says, my official statement is people throw things at artists and they're idiots. It's the deterioration of the moral fabric of how your blank ought to act. This is not a new thing. That was a great thing to get thrown at me. I've had $1,100 cell phones get thrown at me. They put it on video. They throw it up there. Let's just showcase entitlement. I've got an $1,100 iPhone and I'm just going to throw at an artist to get a picture.
That's amazing. It's so insane.
Don't do it. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
For her mental health, basically. She's been out on tour. And can you imagine the lifestyle? It's got to be, I mean, just traveling.
It has to be tough when you're away from home and from loved ones. And, I mean, you're home.
And you're traveling from town to town to town and all that. And, again, when it's unexpected stardom as well. So it's like a lot of people, we all talk about, oh, what if we were famous? But if you were famous.
How'd you like to be on the road, every day?
It does. It changed. I mean, yeah, exactly. So Ella Langley taking some time off there, wishing her well. Hey, you got Rick and Patty. Good morning. Great to be with you. All right, Facebook, fun to get the day started. Here you go.
What's up?
Favorite thing to do at the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo, because it's around the corner and we'll be giving away some more tickets. But what's your favorite thing to do at the fair?
I love getting a corn dog. Mm. I love going in, seeing the buildings inside and all the different products and all that. I love it. And then I also like, to look at all the rides and watch everybody having so much fun. And then I try to get my husband to go on a ride with me.
And he's like, will he do it? No.
He won't.
No, do it? No. Okay.
I end up being a third wheel riding with some kids,
know. Oh, jeez. They're like, why is this lady, why are you on the Ferris wheel? Anyway, so yeah, I love that. There's so much great things at the fair. I love the rodeo, the Crash Up Derby, love that.
Oh, that's right.
Concerts are always good. I will give a shout out right now to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. We get good concerts. We really do.
Fantastic shows.
We really do.
This year.
Because a lot of fairs around us have been cutting the entertainment act because they are pricey. When people grumble about, acts that come to town, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. I know.
You cannot fathom how much. We used to bring radio artists to town for radio stations, And I'm going to put it this way. I'll even tell you how much it costs. Back in the day, so Brad Paisley, we brought him back. Brought him into town 15 years ago.
Okay.
That was $50,000 out of the rate. And then to get all the equipment and everything, that's another $50,000. Mm-hmm. So we threw a concert back in the day, $100,000 out of the pocket of the radio station. So we gave away all the tickets for free back in the day, 7,000 free tickets and all that. So people don't realize that. So shout out to the fair. I'm going to give you guys a big round of applause this morning because bringing these concerts.
Oh, yes.
And bringing people like Daughtry or Jake Owen or Winona, that's still pretty good.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Those are good. Starship a few years back. I mean, there's always a good lineup.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's always a good lineup. So that big shout out to the Fair Board and their volunteers and stuff like that. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. Favorite thing to do at the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. We're going to share some more of your comments on the way, and that's your Facebook fun.
I also used to like the Lions Club had their, you know, you could get like a burger.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I love that.
I love it. I love it.
It's community.
Yeah, the kids, you know? Kids getting out there. Young Life is always out there doing stuff, too. Love those guys.
Oh, yeah. You know what else I like, too? The 4-H animals.
Oh, yeah. Those do the kids that bring in their lambs and their pigs and
all
that.
Well, and also, and I like, too, like when people, you know, submit and do their award-winning jams and jellies and pies and crocheting, all that.
See, it's a lot
of all that stuff.
So much thing going on at the fair. Favorite thing to do at the fair? We want to know. More of your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
The lights come on. There you go. 7:09. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Coming up at 7:20, we got Scott and McCurry tickets. He's going to be at Legends this weekend. So we'll give you a chance to win some of those tickets coming up in just a little bit. Before we get to that, though, we've got other people's problems. This morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And what's going on with Sadie here?
Rick and Patty, my 15-year-old daughter is a heavy eater. I don't know what to do with her. She's 100 pounds overweight, eats nothing but junk food, won't listen to anyone. It's like she doesn't care about how she looks. So my husband says we have to leave her alone and be careful about what we say because body shaming could scar her for life. But she doesn't seem to care about the teasing or that guys aren't interested in her. Every time I mention it, she says there are plenty of guys who like a heavy girl. I'll probably be a star on OnlyFans someday. Now that has me freaked out too. Why would she be thinking like this? I have no idea what to do. Sadie in Kennewick.
You all been reading about Little Tay too much,
Only
guys.
Fans.
Really? Yeah. This girl named Little Tay, she turned 18 years old and she's been an influencer since she was like 11 years old. The minute she turned 18, she made $1 million. Yeah, on OnlyFans. So it's like, what? Really? Honestly? Wow, proud parents there. Okay, number one, right off the bat, junk food would be out of the house. That's it. Plain and simple. You are the parent. You are the mom. You are the dad. So chips, your cookies. Oh, that crap is out. You know what? I used to take it for granted. My wife many years ago asked me and pleaded with me, and I didn't listen to her. Now I do listen to her. She said years ago, hey, please don't bring cookies. Don't bring chips. Don't have those readily available in the house because I will just eat them. And I'm like, ugh. And me being insensitive, well, you should have some self-control. You know, just ignore it. No, that is not how it works. You got to remove all that crap food out of there. And in this situation, I'm doing tough love today.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing tough love. I don't, you know, she's 15. She's 15, and it is what she eats. You and I went through this whole diet process. You've lost close to 40 pounds, Patty.
Yeah.
And you said, and you've said it off microphone, bad habits.
Yeah, oh.
Bad, it's, you know, you can sit there and be like, well, but the cookies and the chips. No.
No, there comes a time, though, where you have to be accountable for how, you know. But I will say this, not everybody is going to be thin. But also, not everybody's 100 pounds overweight. I would take her to a physician, a doctor, and have a serious chat.
Yeah, I mean, again, I like...
Everybody's different.
I'm very attracted to big-boned, you know, people. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I like my women thick. I got, you know, I don't like them wafering, Ethiopian starving together. I don't want to see the ribcage.
Yes, I am never going to be thin. Right. That's just not in the cards.
There's a difference between being 100 pounds overweight and being healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, somebody who goes to the gym and weighs 200 pounds, it's a woman, but is physically fit, it looks great, you know?
I mean,
it's like, no, when you're sitting there, like, and you already said, Sadie, she's sitting there eating nothing but junk food. That wouldn't fly. I had a coworker, I don't know how it ever turned out, but her grandson would eat nothing but bacon. At least bacon has got protein, I guess. But he went through a spell where he had a bag of bacon. He didn't eat anything but a bag of bacon. I'm like, and that was a battle they didn't want to fight. They're like, we're just not going to fight that battle. Now, he's a little kid. Yep. That's different. She's 15.
But it is, you know what? It is tough. And kids are cruel. And
Yeah, exactly. And then that just spirals them down to eat more. I get it. I hear you. I understand.
Especially now, too, and all the advertising, GLP-1s. And,
exactly.
I mean, all these things. The shot.
There's so many quick fixes.
I know it.
And trust me, losing weight is hard. And the best way to lose weight is the good old-fashioned way, watching what you eat. And,
but it's also easier if other people are doing it with you.
And supporting you.
Yep.
Exactly. So for me, the first thing out, I don't care. First thing out is all the junk food. Sorry. You know, there's going to be veggies and proteins in the house. That's it. Now,
chickens. But there are things that you can do, too, as a family. I mean, you can go walk together. You can get bikes. Yeah. You can, you know what I mean? You can move more. There are other ways.
Yeah, there's lots of ways here, Sadie. So curious what you guys think about this. Let us know, 547-KORD. I will just continue to say, my son, he's struggled with his weight his entire life. And and we have that conversation all the time. But he knows it's himself. He does it. He absolutely does it. So he's making those choices. So we'll take some calls, 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. Get to Facebook. Chime in. Sadie, we're going to try to do our best to help you this morning.
Send her to boot camp.
Oh, geez.
I'm kidding.
Oh, geez. We'll see what people are going to think about this. All right. So let us know. And it's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country. 1027-KORD.
1027-KORD. It is your morning commute, and yes, you guys have been waiting a long time for this. We're going to give some tickets away to Scott and McCreary tomorrow night at Legends Casino.
Damn straight.
There you go. I love that song. It's a great, great song. Love it.
Scotty McCreary concert tickets?
Absolutely.
Shut the front door.
People have been waiting, so caller number. Make it the easiest contest of the planet. We'll call her number.
Always. Caller number 7.
All right. Lucky 7. If you want to see Scotty McCreary tomorrow night, it's Legends Casino. Going to be a great time at the casino. And, of course, Scotty on the main stage. We'll take caller 7 right now at 547-KORD. 547-5673. Good luck from 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Coming to the Tri-Cities in October. Very excited about that. If you want to win some tickets, you can log on to the KORD app and get signed up.
It's Eric, all right there.
Eric Church is up there as well. So we got Eric Church up there. We've got Cole Swindell. We got that $500 Visa gift card. Log on to the KORD app and get signed up. I know Old Dominion's around the corner in September.
Yep.
We got Cole Swindell. We got so many great, great concerts, great country coming to town. And to keep it here to KORD to win some more of those tickets on the way. Tomorrow, I will tell you this, we do have a 6:30 announcement of somebody else who's come to town, which is pretty cool. Okay. And then we'll give our very first pair of tickets away at 7:20.
Sounds fantastic.
So right now, it's top secret, lips are sealed, not allowed to say anything. But I know you're going to love it. When we announce it tomorrow at 6:30, it'll be on the app, it'll be on the website, and you're going to love who is coming to town. That's all I can tell you. All I can tell you right now. Well, today is an International Nagging Day, so we're going to have fun with this.
That's a day for me. I'm sure that's what my husband will say.
I know. What does your partner nag about that drives you absolutely crazy? Patty, I'll let you take this one. What do you guys, squabble?
My husband chews tobacco.
Okay.
So naturally, it's about where he's
spitting. Well, he's spitting the chew. Yeah, spitting the chew. Yeah. He doesn't have his little patine.
He doesn't have a spittoon.
Is that what they call it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he used to.
All right, Jeff. You go, Jeff. And you get that spittoon out there again, right?
I mean, I get it. I smoked for years. I understand. Right? I get it, but nope. Not anymore.
Not flying?
Nope.
I could spend all day on this show doing my list for my wife. I mean, literally, it's like a book. But I'm thinking one of the things that I cannot do, and it drives her nuts, and I will be honest about this. I mow the lawn, right? I do mow the lawn. I'm not great at edging. I'm just not. I feel like I take chunks of the yard out. So she gets upset that I don't edge. I don't edge the yard, and so she
Can't
has to go
hire
out there.
Somebody to do it.
You could, I guess, if I made enough money. I work in radio. What are you talking? I don't know about you, Pat. So Patty
has an. I have an HOA. You they take care of it. I mean,
me.
I do miss yard work.
Yeah,
I do. We started gardening.
Okay.
So, but my garden is in pots. Like I don't have a garden.
Right, a garden, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, come over to my place, and you can come edge, and then you'll be like, no, I'm glad I have an HOA. You know.
Well, I'm not.
But I don't want to pay. The difference is I don't want to pay your HOA.
I don't know anything about edging. That's,
yeah, but your HOA fee, I could. I'm not, you know, on top of my mortgage, on top of my property taxes, and then there's another blankety blank amount of money. No, thank you.
Well, and our HOA fees double.
Yeah, that's what you said. I saw, interesting, I saw a listing yesterday for this manufactured home. And yes, I'm old enough to live in this community now. Yeah. You know, 55 plus, right? Mm-hmm. I'm old enough. The lot rent, somebody was complaining about the lot rent for this manufactured community, and it was $900, and it's going up to $1,100, you know, for a lot rent for a mobile home. What? I saw that, and I went, okay, I'm going to, you know, hey, I may not live in...
Hey, man, our area is growing.
I get it, but a lot, okay. So many years ago, I owned a manufactured home.
So did I.
And the lot rent was $300. I mean, just back in the day, $300. So my manufactured home loan was like $350, and then the lot rent was like $300. So it was $650 a month, right? Oh, my gosh. So I saw this listing. Oh, this looks like a nice place. $1,000 for a lot? No, thank you. And someone was griping about the little RV place along Kennewick. You see that RV right there?
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, that's owned like some financial group owns it. It's not just an owner. And they were saying that lot rent is like outrageous. Like, yeah, wow. I'm like, okay.
I think they were one of the landlords that got busted
They were.
Yes.
I'm not, I didn't want to bring that up, but they were. They were one of the landlords that got busted for jacking the
rent. You can't jack the rent up. But now I will say, they did take care of it. They did reimburse.
Right. And, well, they legally had to. But you would think a place like that would be owned by somebody local, and it's not. It wasn't. It's a management company. It's a rental company. And again, all right. So we're going to have some fun with you guys here. We're already nagging. we're nagging about the rent. We're nagging about
poor
the
poor Jeff. My wife tells everything about me.
Air that
on
dirty
the radio.
That's what we do. Air that dirty laundry. All right. So what does your partner nag you about that drives you nuts? We'll take some calls on the way. 547-KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one, congrats to him. Fix what you didn't break. Now, will it remain number one? Fitz will have that answer for you right there on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. So,
I was going to say, too, he's also been dropping weight.
He looks
amazing.
Well, he's dating Avril Lavigne, so he's like, I got to look slim and trim for Avril Lavigne. Hello. Well. So congrats to Nate on that fourth number one. And will he remain there at number one? We'll find out this weekend with Fitz starting at Saturday. When we're not on the radio, it's going to be Fitz and the Country Countdown for you. All right, you know it's Thursday, which means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge, right, Patty?
Yep, we pick out a very famous movie clip, and once you listen to it, you can identify it. You get to the phone, call us at 547-KORD. If you're correct, you get a two-month subscription of Netflix from our friends at Numerica Credit Union.
All right, here's the famous one, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Take a listen. Here is today's famous movie clip.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT, California. My father spent 3 years restoring this car. It is his love. It is his passion.
It is his fault he didn't lock the garage.
So 547 KORD, and already the phones are going nuts, so let's go to it.
I know what it is.
Good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us this morning? Got a guess for us on that movie. What do you think that movie was?
And here we go.
Good morning. You got a guess for us on what movie that is.
Is that Gone in 60 Seconds?
That is not. Good guess, though. Hang up, try again. Thank you. I know. We'll play a little more of that.
I know.
The 1961 Ferrari 250 GT, California. My father spent 3 years restoring this car.
All right.
It is his love.
Someone's going to go for it here. So, all right. Good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us. What movie do you think that's from?
Risky Business.
Not Risky Business. Oh, my gosh. But you're in the same era.
Wow.
Hang up. Try again. Mm. In the same era, guys.
Good morning, KORD.
You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
It's from Ferris Bueller.
There it is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And they take it out.
And they try to rewind the miles. And they go, anyway. Yeah, it's a great movie. We love it. Who's this morning? What's your name?
Shelby.
Oh, good morning, Shelby.
Well, good job, Shelby.
Great. And I like everybody who's going for car movies, too. Great job, everybody. All right, Shelby, hang on here. We'll get you taken care of. Don't worry. We'll do it all over again next week. That is the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge right here, 1027 KORD. Ferris Bueller.
Bueller.
I know. Man, so many things you can quote out of that movie. It's Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for new country, 1027 K-O-R-D. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
For new country, it's 1027 K-O-R-D. Got Rick, you got Patty. Sunshine for you right now, about 75 degrees for you. Today's high near 90 and low tonight about 65. Today, International Nagging Day. What does your partner nag about? Nag you about that drives you absolutely crazy? I know my. I'm not even going down the list. My wife would have prepared for me. So we talked about edging the lawn. I'm not very good at that. Of course, the one that men, at least most men, fail is loading the dishwasher. That is the one that
we have a dishwasher and never use it.
You never use it?
I'm washing dishes every day.
You hand wash
every day,
even though you've got a dishwasher.
I do.
Why? Or just? You just do.
I just don't like having dishes.
I know. I mean, well, yeah, but you can run a dishwasher every day. It, you know, haven't you seen that?
But
that
why? We don't have that many dishes, okay, really. Right. I mean, we do, but.
Okay, I was going to say, I could run a load a day and be okay. Absolutely, in our household. And so, taking calls, having fun with you. What do you guys nag about? What does your partner nag to you about? I'm curious. 547-KORD. Tell us a story.
Oh my gosh, my husband is so naggy and picky about his toilet paper. It has to be the Charmin Ultra Soft. If I try to trick him and get any other toilet paper, it is a whole ordeal. Oh my gosh, it would be a whole thing. He would throw a whole fit until I went to get it, or he would go get it himself.
There you go.
Has to be Charmin.
It has to be very
Ultra.
Soft. Oh, well, yeah. Hey,
I mean, I get it.
Come down to the radio station, use RTP, man. That stuff's sandpaper. I used to not care about toilet paper until I started working here. And then I went, you might as well just put rolls of Home Depot sandpaper on my butt because that's basically what we got. I don't even know where we buy our TP. I mean, it's paper thin, right? It's thin. So it doesn't even work very good. So there you go. TP, important.
Would I be considered nagging? Somebody belched here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said. So in the hallway, we are in the studio, right? And they're down the hallway and they let out the biggest belch, like I was never raised to do that. We've talked about this. I don't find bodily function funny. I know you're laughing. You're already laughing. See, Patty loves that. She has She has flarp over there that she can make noises. And I'm like, I just don't. I mean, the Jersey Boys and recording someone taking a dump. I don't know why. Now she's laughing. She thinks it's hilarious.
Well, I don't think that's funny.
No, and
then
listen to this sound on tape. I'm like, okay, it's like what, 12-year-old like junior high humor?
I did work with two guys. This was many, many, many years ago, and they did record
someone taking a dump or whatever.
No, they recorded them passing gas.
Yeah,
and I was like grossed out by it, but
yeah,
I mean.
There you go.
Some of it was pretty spectacular.
Oh, my gosh. See, look at that. See, look at her. See? 547.
That's gross. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Somebody belched yesterday, and I told you today. What was the first thing that came out of my mouth?
If they belch again, I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them off if they belch again.
Because that's just ridiculous.
Well, you got coworkers around, right? You got coworkers around. And so today, it is International Nagging Day. More of your calls on the way in just a little bit. Enjoying these calls. See, Patty's already nagging. She's already got you, man. She's already nagging. You know what? We don't try to nag, but we will tell you this. We do know a little secret about losing some weight. We're not going to nag you about your weight, but if you've been nagging yourself about your weight, guess what? We got a solution for you, don't we, Patty?
We definitely do. It's called Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You have Ashley and Dr. Lopez. They are going to set you straight.
They are. And if you've been nagging yourself about losing a couple pounds, I was stuck on the soda pop, man. And I did the weight loss program. I lost over 20 plus pounds. Patty is close to 40 pounds these days. Congratulations, Patty.
Thank you.
And the nice thing is you're not counting calories. There's no exercising, no injections.
No,
none of that
not
stuff.
At all.
Just follow the food. Just follow the food.
And you know what? And it does. It gets easier.
It does.
I'm not going to say it's not hard. But you do train yourself to look at food differently.
Yeah. My body's re-regulated now. So it's funny. When I sit and have a Reese's peanut butter cup, my body goes, what did you just do to me? Go get a steak. Go get some salad in you.
And once you start seeing success in one's comments, I mean, it's positive reinforcement. And you feel so... I feel like $1 million.
And you want to keep it that way.
Yes.
You want to keep
yes.
it that way, not fall into those bad habits. Well, they got a program that'll help you out. Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You've got a great website, tricitiesweightloss.com, but you can call them as well.
You can. It's 509-410-0670. All we ask is that you say you heard about it from Rick and Patty.
That's right. And Ashley and Dr. Lopez will take care of you. Good luck on your weight loss journey. We're rooting for you. Give Tri-Cities Weight Loss a call, and good luck from 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
That combination, Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Right now, 75 degrees for you. Today's high near 90, low tonight about 60. But the good news, not as warm as it has been the last couple days. So it's going to get back to the
cooling
80s.
Cooling off.
Yeah, cooling off.
Thank goodness.
Get to the 80s. Then by next week for the start of the fair, we'll have some 80-degree weather, and then 90s by we get to the end of the fair there. So warm weather ahead for the next couple days as well. All right, Sadie's got a situation going on. It's other people's problems. Let's tie this off. We got a 15-year-old daughter that's got an issue going on. What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, well, she's 100 pounds overweight and only eats junk food. And Sadie says she doesn't care about how she looks. And my husband says we have to leave her alone. We got to be careful about what we say because body shaming could scar her. But she doesn't seem to care about the teasing or that guys aren't interested in her. So every time I do mention it, she goes, well, there are plenty of guys who like a heavy girl. I'll probably be a star on OnlyFans someday.
Okay.
Well, that's got me freaked out. Why is she thinking like this? I've got no idea what to do. How do I motivate her? Sadie in Kennewick.
Everybody thinks they can be a social influencer these days. All right, so people are chiming in. Got a ton of great advice for you, Sadie. And what are people saying here, Patty?
Lorena says, I was horribly overweight. I did get bullied for it, which made it actually worse. And then I started eating to cope with my emotions. I started sports to get me active. And I actually loved it for a while. Now that I have a family, we're constantly active, especially Saturdays. We normally go out as a family. We do kayaking yep. or something similar.
Love it. John says, it sounds like the daughter is having some deeper emotional issues that involve both her and the family. I think it's time for family counseling and then expand it to personal. That's good advice there, John.
Deborah says she's hiding behind her fat. Food's her best friend. That makes her feel good. Her fat is a barrier. Work to communicate knowing these possibilities.
I like what Maureen says. Start walking every evening as a family or doing activities together that get everyone up and moving. Stop buying so much junk food. Make it healthier meals. Again, as a family, don't single her out as a whole. Just all of you guys be healthier. Good point there, Maureen.
Delavan says, stop buying the junk food for starters. It is sad that these social media outlets are terraforming a generation into this behavior. There's little a parent can do anymore to stop it. And then I like Barbie says, maybe talk to a counselor and the doctor as a family. Her health is not something to ignore. Your husband needs a reality check fast.
Yeah, Deborah says she's hiding behind the fat. Food is her best friend that makes her feel good. Her fat is a barrier. Work to communicate knowing these those possibilities. And Levi says, sounds like you're more worried about her appearance and guys being interested in her at 15. What? Maybe quit buying her junk food. Keep healthier options at the house. Go on walks, hikes, bike rides. Maybe do the lifestyle switch with her. Ensure she's not alone, that you and your husband are doing it as well. See, great advice there, Levi.
Uh-huh. James says, have you thought about only having healthy yep. food options in the house? And Ambria says, I'm more worried that your caring guys aren't interested in her. As a former chunky child, she has a bigger problem. She's hiding. Also, stop buying junk food.
Yeah, absolutely. If the junk food's not available to her, that's going to hopefully work. You know, I mean, she may get it behind your back, but the most part, if it's not available to her, you know.
I would go to a doctor. As yeah. you know, my doctor is brutally honest.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her next week.
Yeah, because she just tells it like it is. You know,
yes.
And the good news is I think she's going to be very proud of you because you've lost this weight. You've lost close to 40 pounds. And I think that's going to, you know, I'm always bummed. Like, can't you tell? Like, she should be able to tell that you've lost weight.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, she's like, wow,
you've lost weight.
But well, they weighed
it
too.
Is hurtful, you know, and I can tell you too, I used to work for a company, LA Weight Loss, yeah. and I was not going to ask somebody to do something that I wasn't doing myself. So I did the program as well. It's hard and it's emotional. And we do. A lot of people eat food.
Eat their emotions. Yes. And there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot going on there. And I did learn the biggest lesson from my own wife, where she said, don't bring home cookies, don't bring chips. And then when I had to start losing weight, or I did lose weight, I've realized, yeah, I even bought sugar-free cookies. And I ate the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, I can't.
I know, just because something says sugar-free is not a hall pass.
I realize having cookies back in the house and chips back in the house, I can only do it, like you said, as a treat. It cannot be a normal, it's there every day. So good luck, Sadie. This is a tough one. We got you. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.